It's May 1st, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm John Biggs. Adam is out today. I'm here for your daily news roundup. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now the news. Bitcoin is up again Friday as losses are seen in U.S. stocks futures. Following a rise of 23% over the last 2 days, the rally looks overstretched and gains may be short-lived. At press time, BTC is trading near 8,860, representing a 2.8% gain on the day, according to CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. Prices have risen from lows near 8,600 seen earlier today. Meanwhile, the futures tied to the S&P 500 Wall Street's equity index are down over 2%. Renewed growth concerns seem to be weighing over the futures market. Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, warned of a possible second quarter loss late Thursday, and Apple declined to give a financial forecast for the first time in a decade. Further, fears of a fresh U.S.-China trade war gripped markets in Asia after President Trump threatened China with retaliatory tariffs over the coronavirus outbreak. All this economic gloom may, though, bode well for Bitcoin, as some analysts consider Bitcoin a safe haven. Bitcoin is also widely expected to maintain its upward trajectory in the days leading up to the mining reward halving due May 12th. Bitcoin is currently trading at $8,938, while Ether is trading at $214, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. The pandemic is encouraging people to lock down their crypto. Thanks in part to the uncertainty of the coronavirus crisis and rising Bitcoin prices, Bitcoin wallet startups have seen a sudden uptick in activity. For example, over the past 2 months, the Austin, Texas-based Bitcoin startup Unchained Capital garnered several dozen new institutional clients, representing hundreds of individuals. Will Cole, Unchained's chief product officer, said the custody product Vault saw 340% growth in Q1 2020 as compared to the previous quarter. Cole said, quote, "We've seen a big uptick in the creation of vaults. An event like the pandemic makes people think about what they're doing with their Bitcoin."
Support for this podcast and this message come from ErisX.
With ErisX, you can trade spot and regulated futures on cryptocurrencies through a licensed U.S.-based exchange. ErisX believes in fair access for all. Sign up today to take advantage of zero fees and learn more at erisx.com/consensus.
This episode is also sponsored by the Stellar Foundation. The Stellar Network connects your business to the global financial infrastructure. Whether you're looking to power a payment application or issue digital assets like stablecoins or digital dollars, Stellar is easy to learn and fast to implement. Start your journey today at stellar.org/coindesk. Our final sponsor is Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. In times like these, diversification is key. Consider Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund, ticker symbol GDLC. It's the only publicly traded investment product that offers diversified exposure to large cap digital currencies, all from your brokerage account. For more information, visit grayscale.co/coindesk. That's grayscale.co/coindesk.
Wallet maker Ledger's CEO Pascal Gauthier, whose startup is scaling up to meet increased demand for hardware wallets, is working on a downloadable wallet to meet demand. Those wallets are being put to good use. Large crypto investors, popularly known as whales, seem to be accumulating Bitcoin among the ongoing price rally. The 7-day moving average of the number of addresses holding 10,000 or more BTC rose to 111 on Wednesday, the highest level since August 2, 2019, according to the blockchain intelligence firm Glassnode. That number has risen by more than 11% since early March. Increased interest from long-term holders and large investors could be associated with the bullish narrative surrounding the macro factors and the upcoming reward halving. Bitcoin supply is capped at 21 million, and its monetary policy is pre-programmed to cut the pace of supply expansion by 50% every 4 years. Andreessen Horowitz's second crypto fund shows the venture capital firm is targeting specific areas to invest in the cryptocurrency space. The company said Thursday it had raised a total of $515 million, more than that of the $450 million target for a second fund called Crypto Fund 2, dedicated to cryptocurrency and blockchain projects. The firm previously raised $300 million for the VC's first crypto fund, which launched back in the summer of 2018. In a blog post announcing the new fund, A16Z says it's looking into projects touching next-generation payments, decentralized finance, new monetization models, and Web3. The concept of a decentralized internet. And finally, if you're bored this weekend, you can enjoy the Bang on a Can Marathon, an online show featuring some amazing modern music artists. The show will run for 6 hours online and feature unique compositions from folks like Adam Cuthbert and Shara Nova, along with a composition by modern music's Philip Glass. The concert is free, but donations are accepted. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week for your news roundup on Monday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.